morning that I collected. It's honorable.
Destiny of Nigeria.
Can you make some contribution to Nigerian peace?
Me, did you know that this is? I want men, all of now, look at this.
But comes a time when you want to take steps every day to make this country a better place.
The new Nigeria is that
education is telling them it's time to change.
All colors, shades, angles, and perspectives can be overwhelming in our present world of information overload. This is Introducing Ground Zero.
It's another lovely Friday, and it's a beautiful day, a special day, because it's the first day of the month of September, and also the first day in the Ember months. And it's time for the Never Dull Moment program on radio that's talking about Ground Zero. This time around, it's not just on radio, but on radio and television. Ground Zero is a program that's produced and packaged by Procyon Media. And Procyon Media are the owners of Procyon Radio and Procyon Television. And this program, we are doing it in collaboration with Invicta FM. Of course, you can listen to us on all of our available channels. You can go to ProcyonNews.com and watch us live or listen to us, because we have the media play pod on ProcyonNews.com. Or you download the Procyon Radio and TV app from the Google Play Store, where you have the opportunity of listening to Procyon Radio and Television, to Procyon Radio, watching Procyon TV, and reading Procyon News. It's a one-stop shop. And of course, for those on terrestrial listening to us on radio, it's 98.9 Victor FM. That's where you listen to us. My name is Ehis Adbon, and Ground Zero is a regular feature here on Procyon Radio. It's every day of the week, from Monday to Friday, from 5 to 6. But on Tuesdays and Fridays, it's in collaboration with Invicta FM from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And today, being the first day of September 2023, we'll be doing you a special edition, because on the program today, we have two powerful men in the studio. The first one is Constant Decimal, in the person of Mike Ode Akatu. He's a journalist and a media analyst. And my second guest is Vincent Bodam. He is a political, not activist, he is a politician, but of course, a public affairs analyst and a contributor to national discourse. The reason why I have these two powerful men with me in the studio this evening is because I know that the program and the call and the snippets that you listen to in a minute is one that I need people like them to help analyze these things. All right, the snippets, I have three of them today on the program. The first one is PDP crisis deepens as Senator Lawal Adamu, Mr. La, threatens to dump PDP. And the second snippet, local government funds controversy, Ogun Council chairman prostrate, beg Governor Abiodun. And the third snippet is one that many people I don't want to talk about. NLC declares two-day warning strike over effect of subsidy removal. These are the three snippets that we'll be doing today. But first, we'd like to give you a general idea of the drift of the discussion and allow the analyst and, of course, you, the listener or viewer, to call in and be part of the program. And to be part of the program, we have several platforms that we have created for that purpose. You can do that by going to our various social media handles on the different social media platforms. Meanwhile, you can watch us on YouTube and Facebook if you go to Procyon RTV, at Procyon RTV on Facebook, and of course on YouTube. You'll be able to see us and watch us and get to understand and drop comments in respect of what we are doing. And also, you can get us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and Thread at Procyon RTV. We have a unified handle across all social media platforms, and the handle is Procyon RTV. Procyon is spelled PROCYONRTV. Okay. And I'm sure that by now, for those that are going to download the app, they have downloaded it by now. So I'll just give you a little background before we go talk about details of what we have on our snipers this evening. Lawal Adamu, Mr. La, won the senatorial seat in Zone 2 or Kaduna Central, as some people put it, and he is in the National Assembly. He is from the People's Democratic Party. And in recent times, there has been so much pressure, both from within and outside, for him to cross over to the People's Democratic Party. While political juggernauts in the PDP claim that they gave him the ticket and he must remain with them, some others are saying that he has a right to decide where to go. Now, on his part, there has been claims and allegations of negligence or people not according him the respect that he deserves as a ranking party member by virtue of the fact that in the state as it stands, he is the highest party official for now in Kaduna State, meaning that he's the only senator at the national level occupying, elected person occupying a position at the national level. Now, for issues and activities within the party within the state, of course, as the highest or top ranking now, he should be consulted in respect of everything that happens in the party. While some people feel that he is not quite keen in contributing to party issues, others say that it is because he is not being invited and allowed to participate in it. That's why he is mooting the idea of moving to the party where he will be appreciated. Just like in the local parlance, in Hausa language, pardon my Hausa, some people say, Kaso Mesonka. You can only love that person that loves you. Probably that's why Mr. La is looking in the direction of APC, because, of course, he has not been neglected at National Assembly. He's been given some juicy posts in the National Assembly. And for anybody, those posts are juicy enough for anyone to want to lick their lips and look in the direction of the party that is offering that. That is for that at that level. In the course of discussion, we'll analyze it better. Meanwhile, all 20 local government chairmen in Ogun State, on Tuesday night, received the office of the governor of the state, Dapo Abiodun, to ask for his forgiveness on behalf of them, of one of them, that is the chairman of Ijebu East local government area, Wale Adebayo, who accused the governor of withholding local government allocations. The chairman, led by the Argon chairman, Babatunde Emilola Gazal, stormed the governor's office in Abeokuta and begged for forgiveness. There's been a short video clip making the round and people have been talking about it. But recall that it is these local government chairman that accused Governor Dapo Abiodun of withholding local government funds allocation. And that is something that they were not happy about, because Adedayo, the local government of Ijebu East local government area, lamented that the local government in the last 2 years, and asked the governor Olusegun Oshoba to urgently wade in and convince Abiodun to allow the statutory final allocation to local government in the state to reach each of them as envisaged by the 1999 constitution. Meanwhile, Olusegun Oshoba is a former governor, and I will tell you, he's also an APC leader, not just in Ogun State or Southwest, but also in Nigeria. All right, part of the petition that was written, I'll just pull out a part. Revenue sources which the local government should benefit from have mostly been taken over by the state governor. Motor parks and attendant dues, which should go to each local government, are being centrally managed by the state government. Primary school administration and control have been taken over too. There are many others, but I crave for you to assist in helping our people. Why have they taken over revenue sources of the local government? How do they want the grassroots to be? That's a summary of that. And the last snippet that I'll be looking at today is that the Nigerian Labour Congress has declared a two-day warning strike beginning on Tuesday, September 5, in protest against the federal government for failing to address challenges caused by the removal of fuel subsidy. The NLC president, Joe Ajaero, made the declaration today during a press conference at the Labour House in Abuja while speaking on a resolution by the NLC National Executive Committee meeting. that held the previous day. The labor union is accusing the federal government of abandoning the negotiation and failing to implement some of the resolution from previous meeting with the government. All right, and chiefly among the issues raised, the immediate reversal of all anti-people policy of the federal government, including the recent hike in PMS price, increase in public school fees, and the release of the 8-month withheld salary of university lecturers and workers. The union also demanded an upward review of the minimum wage from 30,000 to 200,000, saying that since the president's subsidy is gone, inauguration speech of May 29, 2023, the peace of mind of Nigerians have also gone. Those are the snippets. Let's start from the first one, which is the threat, whether real or imagined, by Senator Lawal Adamu, Mr. La, to dump the PDP and, of course, move on to the APC. I'll start from Mike Ode Akatu.
All right.
So they say there's no smoke without fire.
There's no smoke without fire. You see, Lawal Adamu has been a PDP chieftain for a while now. I can recall he contested in the 20th general election. He was able to project PDP from the bottom to the top. Many would say he won the election, the senatorial election, actually, that Obasani eventually became the senator. Many will argue that he was the one that won it. Actually, the seat then was occupied by Senator Shehu Sani, but Obasani dethroned them. But before then, when Lawal Adamu came in, he was able to place PDP in the second position. And he laid claims with good facts that he won the election, but it was manipulated. He went to court. However, Obasani, the current governor, won the case. Now, since that time, Lawal Adamu has not left the PDP. He was in the PDP. He had been a constant pillar in the PDP. And don't forget, he came at the time when PDP was down. The whole senators of PDP, the camp, all were somehow weeded out. Mm-hmm. PDP had nobody. APC was ruling the state supreme, apart from the southern part of the state. And coming from the central, he gave PDP the added impetus. Now, recall, after he lost the election, COVID happened. And when COVID happened, the federal government, which was APC control, the state government, which was APC control, were running their things with impunity. This young man, who is still under 50, came in, donated 100 million naira to Kaduna Central Senatorial District, another 100 million naira palliative to Kaduna North and the South. You understand? Representing PDP. And I have not forgotten the fact that he has also contributed severally to an empowerment scheme to people from his area, giving them empowerment status, attack packs, and the rest of these things. He remained a constant phenomenon in the PDP. I get him. And I'm sure he has this appeal for the youth. And at the time, the crucial moment when it was needed, when Kaduna was united for PDP, that was when troubles started. And I'll tell you why. My friend may doubt me, but then, period to the primary elections that saw in the 2023 general election, somebody called Sadonam Badawa.
That's popularly called Badarawa. Samaila, or is it?
No, it's not Samaila. Sadonam Badarawa just left the APC, came to the PDP, and was given an automatic ticket to contest the election. Mm-hmm. All right. No, you will have your day. That's what people thought. He was given an automatic ticket to contest the election, Kaduna Central Senatorial District. And people started shouting that this man is actually from the APC and is seen as a close ally to the former governor. Are you getting it? By and large, Mr. Lawal Adamu won the election. And that's the primaries. Of course, Sadonam Badarawa contested the election on the ground that there were irregularities. And the Court of Appeal, the court that adjourned the matter says Sadonam Badarawa has a case and has a valid point, and then order for a rerun. Of course, Lawal Adamu contested that, went to the court. Before even the court, the higher court ruled, the PDP had conducted a run in which Sadonam Badara won. Lawal Adamu never even bothered to participate in the rerun. He went to the court and the court validated his position. I get me. Now, it is expected that the PDP elders should have called them together, do what is necessary, and probably queue up behind Lawal Adamu, who had been in the party since 2019. Are you getting it? And a constant phenomenon. And the case continued like that. And Lawal Adamu had always cried that the PDP leadership, the older folks, the chairman, the former chairman, the former governor,
all of them are against him.
And not the younger folks like Mr. Boda. They had his support. But he had always complained. And during his election, none of them had actually done anything. So when the election came properly, even the election proper came, Mr. Lawal Adamu won the election. Again, Sadona took him to court. His opponent from the APC, that is Betty, also went to the court, and he was always complaining of being abandoned by the PDP. And there is a tinge or element of truth to that. I'm getting it. And he persevered. Now, after a while, he came up with an allegation again of certificate, either forgery or perjury or lies. And then one day when I was going to his office, he just came with it. He said, "Mike, I know you are a danger leader. Please look at this. These are the scratch cards from the NECO 2011 that please go and do it yourself. I won't give you more than that. And these are some of my certificates from MBIAS, that's National Board for And he gave out a whole lot of things and was verified. And they were still hounding him. And he was pointedly saying it was the PDP. Okay. Now, they reel back to the cause of the problem now.
Yeah.
As a senior ranking member of the PDP. Now, the former IB Senator Tafida brought somebody, and he was appointed as the zonal chairman of the PDP. Senator McAfee also brought somebody, and it was accepted. When he nominated his own, it was rejected. Are you getting it?
Mm-hmm.
And he felt slighted. You understand? Somehow, the PDP, and that is where Mr. Boda will maybe argue with me, the PDP do not have a way of managing people. They do not have a way of harnessing people, and that is where the problem lies. Mr. Lawal Adamu, if care is not taken, is on his way out of the PDP because of this kind of nonchalant attitude of the older folks in the PDP. I speak to you as a non-actor, as a media practitioner, which you have seen in the case of Wike, you've seen in the case of Otom, you understand?
Yeah.
So it is high time the PDP gets their acts together, or else they will lose this man, and it will be a big loss.
The PDP should get their acts together, or they will lose this one. Okay, all right. And because of introducing, Ronald said he's the only one in the Senate from
the three
senators in Kaduna State are actually PDP. Okay, so
the virtue of the two positions he has at the national at the Senate.
Okay, automatically
becomes the senior. Are you getting it? PDP official right now, senior ranking PDP official in Kaduna State.
All right, I come to this end, Boda.
Yeah, first of all, Mike, I don't know if you are a member of the PDP.
I'm not. I'm
basically, your point of view is coming from somebody outside the party, correct?
Well, you are not a lawyer to do this. That will get me that way. Sir. I analyze the two aspects of it.
I want to say here categorically that, yes, Mr. La, as he's popularly known, is of the PDP, but don't forget also that he came from the APC as well, just like the Sadona Patera came from the APC. That's one.
Yeah.
Two, the fact of the matter is that ticket was keenly contested by two people, himself and Sadona Patera. Along the line, Mr. Lau won the ticket, but I'm sorry, they went to the primary and it was said that Sadona won the ticket. Meanwhile, it was Mr. Lada won, and they went to the post-election a committee that the party will set.
Okay, at the party level.
Yes. So they now agreed that Sadona was complaining that there was a
irregularity.
There was an irregularity at the primary. Yes. Overvoting, correct. So INEC waited in and said, okay, there should be a rerun. Mr. La, of course, did not agree. He did not even participate in the rerun.
He went to court.
He went straight to court, even to the Supreme Court. Now, where I expect Mr. La to understand that people have seen was the fact that after he came back from the Supreme Court, elections were just 2 weeks ahead, and still he won. That is a big sign to tell him that people are with him. It does not matter if one or two people do not like him in the party.
Yeah.
Which, of course, I'm not going to doubt, because I saw what happened during the primaries and I realized that some ESCO members had somebody they liked. For whatever reason.
They had a preferred candidate.
Exactly. They had a preferred candidate. Yeah. Now, after everything is done and dusted, you're talking about these, the documents you said he presented that were contested. It was not the PDP that contested. It was the man in the APC decision that went to court and claimed that he presented fake documents, which turned out not to be correct. I realize that in politics, you have to expect things like this. You have to expect people to like you and someone to like you, even in your party. In my party, there are camps. In every party, there are camps. So, if he realized that they could not like him, why can't he be like him and vote him? That's what I mean. To remember this. And now, we agree that the people are against him, we're against him. He's now a powerful senator from the central territorial zone of the state. This is the most powerful area in the state.
Mm.
Yes, because everything is here. Now that he's won, I expect him to. No, you don't sit down in Abuja and say, I'm nominating somebody and just sit back. What are your contributions to the party? He was giving the party a lot of contributions prior to the elections.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, it seems he became vindictive. He felt slighted by ESCO members, some of them, and he decided that he's going to pay back a pound of flesh, which for me is not right.
It's not politically
it's not
expedient at all. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Now that they are in the Senate, I speak to his colleagues. They've told me severally that the man has like totally withdrawn.
Yeah.
Okay? And that is because he's angry about what happened to him. Not because something is bugging him. What I expect him to understand is that if he comes back, we are going to have state congresses next year, 2024. This is the time that most politicians in office today are going to put their people around.
Consolidating their base.
Exactly. That's what you do as a good politician, not to run away because of a small shock.
Mm.
You don't do that as a politician. How are you sure that where you're going to get what you expect to get? Now you are here. You are voted on this platform. Stay and make and solidify your position. That's what you do. I can bet you that the man is not even in Nigeria at the moment. He just sent somebody's name and said he's... That's not what you do. You know, you have to like come down, talk to people,
lobby them.
You have to lobby.
Show them reason why.
Not because you're a senator, you just throw somebody's name and say, that's what who I'm nominating, and then everybody's supposed to jump over his head just to please you. You don't do that. Now, I want to come back to what Mike was saying about people don't like him in the party. If he wasn't like, why did
people vote him? I said the party official, and you confirmed that.
I'm not disagreeing with you. That's what I'm confirming.
Right.
Because I don't have any real and concrete facts to say that they don't like him. Probably the other guy knows how to play the politics. Maybe he knows how to spend his money. And
where to spend it.
And where to spend it, thank you so much. And sometimes these things work. So if that has happened and still he became victorious, I expect him to see this as an act of God. All right, not to say that he wants to just walk away because there's a little bit of shock in his vehicle. No, I mean, people came out en masse to vote for you just a few weeks to elections. For me, that is a miracle. But when the verdict came from the Supreme Court, and I checked the time, I said, look, this man can't make it.
Hmm.
At that time, the teacher was going around.
Everywhere.
He was everywhere. But still, this man miraculously won. I mean, that should tell him something. All right, not to say somebody is making me angry in the school and therefore I'm going to leave. No, you don't do that. You stay and fight it. At least nobody's going to push you out of your office at the moment. Yeah. Yes, he has won his case in court.
Yeah.
Yes. So now, what he's supposed to do is to sit back and say, look, I want you to come out and contest for secretary, even the chairman of the party. He has to bear with that at the moment. Who are the escorts in the PDP now? They are weak. He's stronger than they are right now because he has the wherewithal.
He has the political muscle.
He does. And he has reach.
And he has the goodwill of the people.
Thank you so much. So if he brings Mike now and says, Mike, I want you to contest for a PRO in PDP. And he furnishes him with money or whatever it is.
And press whatever party he needs to press.
He will get it. That's why he's there as a senator. So running away from the party for me is a no-brainer. As a matter of fact,
you are close to him too. You could talk to him.
No, I don't think I'm that close. I'm close to my own senator, and we discussed this issue with him yesterday.
Remember, you are close to Obi. I'm sure.
Yes, I am.
They have the ideas.
Yes, I do.
Mr. Obi is sharp.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's even listening here. I expect him to be able to put the call too.
Yeah.
Well, that hero, Muhammad.
Well, see, looking at all of this, see, Paraventure, he eventually leaves the PDP among
those. He's not leaving
any other. I said, Paraventure. I'm also any other party. Who gets and who loses?
I'll come to it. And I'll be very factual. He would have lost a huge chunk of the rest of the people that voted him.
Okay.
I mean, platform, which is led by Obi and Sufi. And these people are really, really leading and not to go. And I know the contribution those guys and Sufi made to the election, especially in the central zone, the Christian aspect, the triple area, where at times they will call in the night, they will move up and down, go to Bora, these people, and they campaign for this man.
Yeah,
and they are, and as a journalist, there are times they call me from the two sides, and I see what they do. So he would have lost the goodwill. That is a fact.
Okay.
And of course, he will, I don't know the party he will vote. But it's also going to displace somebody, and it also brings bad. On the day where Kadunaites decided to vote 3 PDP senators, to vote at APC and vote at 3 PDP, it would be a huge disaster a huge disaster
to the party.
To the party, just a few months, and the senator leaves. So I will still ask him, he's a good friend, and he's senior legislative, and Dahiru Muhammad Umar, who has been my close friend for over 15 years, is also listening. I've still asked that they should think twice before they make the move. And also, PDP, please put your house together. This victory is yours to lose, and it's yours to keep. Put your house together.
Thank you, Mike. The part of Montez, these problems we talk about in PDP is even worse in other political parties. There's no political party that has a 100% smooth ride. Nobody. Of course, you are right when you say certain things they're supposed to do, they don't do them. And I agree, especially during the presidential elections, I expected that the presidential candidate at that time sat with those people that were making so much noise and said to them, look, calm down, this is what we're trying to do. Let's knock out this ruling party and then we can talk. No such thing was done. Everybody thought he could win. And at the end of the day, what happened? So I agree with you to a very large extent that when I spoke with Asif yesterday, he told me certain things. I'm not going to say them on air, but I expect Mr. Lat, also please come down from his high horse. Things have happened and they are in the past. He's where he is, where he has always wanted to be. Now that he's there, I mean, he should be a leader. All right? He should show leadership. Not because somebody shakes him, take off. He shows you're not a leader. A leader stands and fights. All right? Especially when he knows he's on his right.
Yeah.
He doesn't walk away.
And when you are enjoying the backing of
exactly.
the
a lot of people are behind you. I mean, you are a king. So he should act like a king. Not like just anybody else on the street like me. Yes.
All right. Let's raise that and quickly. It's just one take each. This other snippet.
Okay.
Is it right for elected local government officials, some of them most likely older than the governor of Ogun State, to prostrate?
Even by the time you say that shall not bother for anybody from that.
It's not a good God. It's just respect. It's their culture. Don't forget that. It's not a Yoruba man.
In a democracy, that is what we call Bangladesh. Nonsense. The man had already issued written a petition, and from his aggrieved mind, the fact that, and these governors do that with reckless abandon, they withhold funds for local government. They do everything, even that of the judiciary. They have become thin gods.
Yeah.
And this man was angry, and he went and did this. Now, remember, is it in Plateau? The governor just came in, and dissolved all the local government chairman and sealed their offices.
Like I said, just a short contribution. Was it right for them to
balderdash?
All right.
No, I wouldn't want to see that. But it depends if those people that went black in their stomach are younger than the
some government. Of them, I'm sure, are older than the government. I saw some video clips.
Because going by the Yoruba culture,
there's
nothing wrong with that at all. So if some are older than him and they did that, well, I'm not a Yoruba master, I wouldn't know, but I know in their culture, that's kind of respect.
Yes.
But you do that to an elder, not somebody younger than you.
All right. Then the last one, NLC going on strike next week, Tuesday over subsidy. Do we expect anything out of that strike?
This is the second time the NLC will be going on warning strike.
2 days.
Two days warning strike. The first one, about a month ago, they went to one day, they protested. Mm-hmm. I would say they bought over, but they may want to. Don't forget, Ajayi is from the southeast. Mm-hmm. And Peter Obi is from the southeast. Mm-hmm. If you connect the dots, if he decides to lead an APC now, Peter Obi, southeast, I know.
They will turn it to politics. Yeah.
And the fact is, the government has failed all the campaign promises. And even by removing the subsidy on the very first day he came to office, Mr. Vincent, are you, since that time, are you okay?
Am I okay? Nobody's okay,
Mr.
Vincent. Nobody's okay.
And the NLC is saying that, okay, we have the alternatives. And even the court says we back the status quo and go back to what it was before. Until now, we've not seen the things
come. All right, coming to Vincent Bodan, and also to answer that, I'll say since this stuff was the PMS subsidy was removed, it's only God that knows how I'm surviving because there's no day that I don't consume fuel of 8,000.
Yeah.
And where the money comes from, like I said, it's only God that knows how. Let's come to Bodam. Your reaction to that quickly.
Yeah, well, this is long overdue. You know, we thought that first time they did that bravado of coming out to protest, we thought it was going to work out. But clearly, they had a few meetings with government and they came back smiling, telling us that they have suspended the strike indefinitely. Now they are back again. I hope this time they will actually go out and do it because people are not finding it funny at all. People are hardly and barely surviving. Every day I get calls. Look, we just watched a returning last night to sleep. I said, I'm also suffering to feed my whole family. It's not easy for anybody or everybody. Everybody
thinks about will this strike make any difference?
Yes, if they ground the economy down, it will come to stop.
But don't forget that the president also said, no matter what, it has come to
stop. No, we're not saying let me finish my story.
No, go ahead.
When he did it, what were his backup plans? None. You're supposed to have some backup plans before you put such a very serious policy down, but he didn't have any. So now, I expect that all this while, still there is no serious policy. Backup plans. So that means he was not ready at all for this. Therefore, he should go back to the status quo until, like you said.
0809-799-1989 and 0809-4646-206. We have our first caller. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Ground Zero. All right, we lost that to be part of the program. Call the number 0809-799-1989 and 0809-4646-206. Those are the numbers to call or go to any of our social media handles and drop your comment. The handle is at Procyon RTV. Hello, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening,
you are welcome to Ground Zero. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
From Cameroon,
all right, Otumba, let's have your take.
Yeah, great to
thank you so much.
Thank you, my brother.
NLC issue, let me start from there. NLC issue, to me, they are not battle. They cannot pass.
Okay.
Well, I say that, you can't just tell people you want to do this, and at the end of the day, you say you have everything, you have good this, and you just call this up. People will not take you serious. I thought, to me, we are not backing, we cannot back. That's the way I look at it. The issue of the local government chairman. Hello?
Yes, we are listening.
Yes, this local government, I will say, the local government chairman. I think, look, all these politicians, that's why we are saying all institutions should be strengthened. All our institutions should be strengthened. Local government should be autonomous.
Yeah.
They should have autonomy of themselves.
Yeah.
So that at least if this money is coming, it should come to them directly. Because they are just, they are working, or they have realized that if we gain power down for the governor, maybe our second chance of becoming local government chairman will be somehow. So let us look where local government should change it. They should start on themselves, they should start on their own, so that they can effectively serve the people in the grassroots.
Okay.
Having said that, the PDP, please, the PDP man here,
yes.
Let's not fall our hand. And Mr. Lam, please, don't let what you have been, what you have built, to just go in vain. Okay. Remember, you have people around you. You should come and develop yourself, strengthen yourself, build a party. If you go to APC, I don't know, but they will just come and they just want to make you, the thinking maybe allow things to work for you. Remember all what you have done for the PDP and for the humanity. When Kelvin Governor wants the Elvi increase, please, you are the first person that come out and give people a sort of mandate, yeah, the students in council there. So please, Mr. Lang, anywhere you are, please come back. We want to see your office in central area here. Where is your office? So that we can come and lay our complaint to you. We are behind. Please don't leave PDP. Please. Otherwise, don't. They can.
I hope that is a woman.
0809-4646206 and 0809-791-989 is the number to dial. Let's get talking and let's get your reaction to what we are discussing this evening. We have another caller. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Ground Zero.
Hello, good evening, Elise and the team at the studio.
Good evening.
Now, my name is Comrade Gabriel, the Delta man from Kaduna.
All right, Comrade Gabriel, you're welcome.
In fact, your guest has done duty, and we are very happy on the discussion. First of all, let me start with the Nigerian Labour Congress. As a former union who worked closely with Adam Oshimole, in fact, the NLC is not handling this issue as it's supposed to handle. I was thinking that in the first place, they might have concluded one or two days before the call of the first start. Why should they call and up to today, the increase and this and something is still on? So the Labour should stand them and ask the government that let them make sure that the issue of oil subsidy removal and increase in petroleum is reduced. Why are they silent on the refinery? They should just wait for the government. They should fire the refinery. The Kaduna refinery, Warri, and Oyakot. They should also tell the government that over 100-something paper industries have closed that can employ close about 1 million for workers, direct employment, and about indirect employment. So, let the Nigerian Labour Congress wake up on where she is and make sure all the special political something. In fact, one of your guests wanted to make sure that whether they were being bought over. We don't know. This the Labour should be just like doing the Modu and others. Adam knows, Adam is in the Senate today, is in the APC. He knows that this issue is supposed to be properly resolved. Because Nigeria, we are not happy at all. We are suffering. As I'm saying to you, you know it's voter but that even tell me right. That's why I'm not there. I didn't have it in my house. 10 years now. Since 2002, she's dead.
All right.
I've not been paid a single couple. So I'm praying seriously that let the government, NSC, the committee together and discuss.
All right.
And last, I pray seriously that Lawa Adamu should not leave a PDP. Because many people from APC will also come back probably to a PDP or Labour Party. Let him not go anywhere because we know how we suffer before get him into the office. So I'm pleased seriously that he should try to make sure that he makes sure that he remains in PDP and control PDP and reorganize the PDP just as what your guest is saying. Is this the time for him now to put his house in order?
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so very much, Comrade Gabriel. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Ground Zero. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, you are welcome.
My name is Chief Sebastian from Maraba Rido.
Chief Sebastian from Maraba Rido, how are you today?
Fine. Thank you for your good work.
Thank you so very much. Let's have your take.
Okay. Let me start from DDP, Stroke Senator Lawa Adamo.
Yes.
I want to state categorically that Lawa should not go out from DDP. DDP voted for him voluntarily. We would like him to stay in DDP. If he has any problem there, he should solve it. Yes. So that he will continue to stay. And I'm using this opportunity to advise the senator to amend that law that anybody who wants to leave with the party elected us. The person should leave that post. Another person, they should amend the constitution. Because the PDP suffered to vote for him and then he wants to leave. Let him not leave. Then Ogunsen is chairman of local government. Please, the government should make his local government very, very independent so that they will work, because it is what is bringing lack of development in Nigeria. Mm. If the local government has the economy, they will use the money to work for the council.
Yeah.
They should not continue bending down for the state government. State government has its own budget. It should leave the budget of local government for the local government to operate. Then NLC, if the government did not obey their distance, they should go and strike and make the government obey what they want. But we are here every time strike, and they don't execute the strike. If they want to go and strike, let them execute it so that things will work well for Nigeria.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much, Chief Sebastian. As we pick our next call. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Ground Zero. Good evening, you are welcome to the program.
And I greet all your guests with us today. Once more, happy new month.
Thank you. I wish you the same.
Okay, I remember almost Engineer Emmanuel.
All right, Engineer Emmanuel.
You see, it's unfortunate that if I have to ask the question, why can't we adjust our law that whosoever that is voted into office in a particular political party has no right to leave the party for another party? If eventually leave the party, automatically he will lose his seat. Let's start from there, because all this from that, I call them political prostitutes, because you can't come under a political party, having gotten the mandate of the people, then before you know, you join ship because of interest. Is there anything he does not want us to know that he wants to go to APC? It's unfortunate. If it is APC, people who have voted to APC, they cannot say, because I voted for him. Even though on that day, I was also a candidate, and I offered vote for him. I've never wanted to ask him for a favor. So why would you want to betray the trust that I gave to him? So I think we should amend the constitution that whosoever that jumps ship, he should lose his seat immediately without anything. That is on that. And concerning the issue of autonomy for local government, the governors are just so greedy and so wicked. Because these are three tiers of government. The local government are the closer to the people. But now you see, it is a local government force. They are using to pay some salary and give the local government some peanuts. And it's uncalled for. This same local government chairman and councillor are voted the same way the governor are also voted into office. So why can't we strengthen our law? The governor should not continue to be an emperor. That whatever they say, they have their way.
All right. All right.
The local government of Nigeria should persuade the poor governor that he should release some for them. That is wickedness. Then concerning the NSC, I don't think we have an NSC. Whenever they are going out of money, they talk about strike, and Nigeria will give them support. Before you know, they will pull up for a round table meeting, collect envelope, and that's all. They leave Nigeria with just a massive.
All right. Thank you so very much. Let's take another call. Thank you so very much. Good evening. We'll take our last call this evening. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Ground Zero.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Mr. And good evening to your guest.
Thank you.
Ibrahim from Kabaladu.
All right, Ibrahim.
Yes, I will ask you the first question. Did you really have an NLC to be in Nigeria? The question is capital no. NLC, they should leave us alone. That is my own. I'm asking them, they should leave us alone. What is that? They will call it back up to the government. They will be afraid of their country. In a nutshell, what do you mean by 2 days' time? Let us ask them. What about that? We don't want to hear you comment on NLC at the strike again. They should allow us to deal with ourselves and handle our issue with ourselves.
All right.
Now, when we talk of the local government economy, I believe that I will take my own to differently from what they are saying. Local government economy or non-local government economy will still remain the same. By the time you give them
emanating.
All right. Thank you, Ibrahim. Thank you so very much, Ibrahim. I had said that you were our last caller, but this other caller, unfortunately, he's off now. So, okay, let's just take him. Hello, good evening. You're welcome to Ground Zero. In 30 seconds, can you make your point after telling us your name?
I think Westerner has come back. I think there is a law that says you must leave your business because people don't understand the law is there.
All right.
And let me assure Mr. Law, any attempt for him to go to high or to go to high, I will be among those that will come back for his record. But let me tell you, I know that the people will be hearing.
All right. All right. Thank you, Otumba. Thank you, Otumba. Let's leave it at that. And quickly, we do not have so much time to talk about it. But just like Otumba said, I was going to come to that, that I know that we have a law somewhere that unless there is a crisis in a party, that's when someone can just jump ship. But if there's no crisis in that party, there is a procedure of the person having to drop.
The crisis must also be at the national level.
Okay, must also be at the
yes,
national level.
Yes.
All right.
Not just it. At the national level, that's when you can leave the party.
Okay.
Now, I've seen so many people jumping ship and nothing has happened to them. It's paining me.
And there are some that have jumped ship and lost.
Yeah, they lost.
But a strong institution.
Yeah.
And the previous government that went because it wanted to stay in power actually
encourage people to jump ship
into their party.
Yes. Yes.
So you're on the board. Having said that, it is also incumbent on the PDP and your PDP chieftain. Go and work on your party. Tell them they have actually offended Mr. Lah. And they have been doing that for a long time. Even to you, they may do that. Please let them work on the fact that you bring unity and then you present a winning team. You have done that before now.
Yeah, well, saying he has been offended is really cheap. Okay, I wouldn't want to tell people that because I wouldn't say I know about that. I know about camps, yes, but I don't know about offending somebody. Politically, you could be offended and then still win. It has happened. It has happened to you too.
If not, he has no grounds of leaving the party.
No, sometimes
said because he was. You said because of the way he was treated, he withdrew into himself.
So,
you would have done the same.
Who is treating him that way?
And don't forget, Mr. Lawa actually is not the speaking type.
He doesn't talk much.
Yes. He's a very cool type. Mm. And such persons have what we call the rattlesnake character. That once they call.
All right, let's wrap it up now. Okay. I want to sincerely appreciate you gentlemen for having time to be on Ground Zero with us this evening. Vincent Bodan, like I said, is an activist and also a politician. Vincent, thank you so very much for having
us
to be on Ground Zero. And to like all the Akatu.
My pleasure.
Always controversial. Thank God. All right, my name is Ehisa Bob, and I want to sincerely appreciate the production team. Nifemi Onibiyo, Kegelebiyo, Oseise Agbon, and of course to the production lead Sarah Agbon. I thank you all for putting this program together today. I would also want to appreciate the staff and management of Invicta FM for the opportunity. And most importantly, I want to appreciate God for making it possible for us to see a brand new month. We'll be on God's Willing on Tuesday next week for a fresh edition of the program. That's on the day that NSC is going to start their 2 days.
Let's hope so. We'll bring Bawa Magaji.
Most likely. All right. I thank you all. The listener, the viewer, go download the Protean Radio and TV app so that you can watch us, you can listen to us, and also hear us 24/7 wherever you are. Plant a tree today, water it, and watch it grow. May the good mighty Lord bless and keep us all. But most importantly, keep shining like the star that you are.